They're there.
Like, how the fuck am I not supposed to? Am I just not supposed to have them?
No, you're fine, buddy.
Okay.
You look handsome.
Hi, Josh.
Hi.
Hey, everybody. This is ONN. It's good to hear from you guys. That's our new normal. Okay. That was a tauntaun dying for anybody who doesn't know.
Thank you for my Star Wars renditions.
Yeah, there you go. All right, everybody. So, yeah, this is our new normal. We got your host here. I'm Mike. And then we got my co-host over here. This is...
I'm Josh. I'm the fuck up.
And he's not the fuck up. He's
I like to distract the podcast with my random screaming.
At least he didn't say fuck at the end of this one. Hold up. It's been building this whole time. Hold up. I'm charging my fucks. As you can see, thy fuck Baron.
Let's see.
Okay, everybody. So we got a great show going on. This is our our weekly update, bi-weekly update for our odd news throughout the U.S. and the country.
The world,
the countries, actually, the whole world. You know, on the lighter side of things, of course. Include some serious stuff, though. But so, Joshy, we usually go into it. How's your week been?
It's been pretty good. Just been chilling, working. We've
been podcasting a lot.
Yeah, dude. I feel like I've podcasted almost like every 2 days, every 3 days, and I am pooped.
It's been great.
Wait for you to go on vacation.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
I think I'm definitely only going to do My Name Marcy's or help him out with his. Also, check out one of our newer shows under the Galaxy Podcasting Network, Cinema Language, hosted by our guy Marcel.
Yeah.
He's been killing it over there. We have a couple new episodes over there for you guys.
Hey, he's a podcasting machine. Well, so are you, of course. But like, I can't imagine having more than the shows that I have. And then he does the movie review, and then he wants to do a review on a show that was like 6 years ago, Breaking Bad, and then he wanted to do a review for El Camino. But it does tie in very well to that. And thankfully, unlike his Joker review, it's not 3 hours long.
No, for real.
You guys were talking for a long time.
He was talking for a long time.
I listened to the whole thing.
Did you really?
I did. I
listened to most of it.
Structure. But it was a good listen, though.
Yeah.
It was a good listen.
Structure. A little bit too much structure for me.
All right, everybody. So, as far as my week goes, I'm just getting fucking pumped. I'm about to be in fucking Bahamas, then the Puerto Rico, and then the Virgin Islands on a cruise. And I don't think I'm going to get out of bathing suit. I'm just going to fucking bathing suit the whole goddamn time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even give a shit. Dude, I got a Hawaiian shirt that is one size too small. So when I lift my shirt up, or when I lift my arms up, you see my gut right on there.
You're just going to be sitting there.
It's like, because I still believe I'm a medium, but I'm really a large.
You know, it's funny, Michael. I wear larges, and I'm definitely a medium.
Oh, shit. No, because my mom's like, hey, I seen this really cool shirt. And I'm like, oh, Mom, I'm fucking 27 years old. Please stop buying me clothes. But thankfully, I'm not going to, you know, look to give horse in the mouth. I was like, you know, buy it for me. And she's like, what size? She's like, you're a large. And I'm like, you know what? I'm pretty sure I'm a medium. I can fit in a medium. And I just look like a really... thankfully, it's not super fat to where I look fat. I look buff.
Yeah, you look built.
Stocky.
Yeah.
Not fat.
No.
So it's like,
it's only when you take off your shirt and then you see the roundness.
The beer.
And I'm like, oh.
Hey, it's actually gone down. Kind of
fat. No, it is looking a lot better. Mikey's been killing it at the gym with his mom. Your mom's
killing
fucking it up, too. Shout out to mom.
In a good way.
She fucks it up. No, she's a gym beast. There we go.
The most avid podcast listener, my mother. Thank you, Georgia Ramirez.
The best. She's great. Don't you dare call your mom out by her first
name.
Why?
She don't care. She loves it.
Okay. Always go around.
No, she's definitely great. She's my main supporter. Anyways, looking at what we got coming up, on this show. We got a lot of good, interesting topics. Well, the first one
I heard there's big birds. Is there a big bird coming in?
There is a big bird coming in.
Oh, fuck.
I'm the big yellow bird, that's for sure. So, first I wanted to show Josh this footage of a UFO. I'm right. going to link it in the podcast notes so everybody can check it out themselves. It is from a footage from Quebec, and it is rather strange. So let's go ahead and post
what
this.
What website did you get it from?
This is on Rumble Inc.
Okay.
Rumble.com. So let's go ahead and check this out. We'll start rolling the footage.
All right. There's a shaky
camera. It's
going to
not give me any sound because I don't want them to have any rights over my podcast and shit.
No, yeah. I like the shaky
No, yeah. He has Parkinson's.
Camera.
I swear to God.
Okay.
So what
I don't think you're supposed to say that.
It's a disease. It happens. But we're looking at him point to something in the sky, and it seems relatively far away. This guy must have a great zoom. And he brings it up, and look at this. Look at this.
Okay.
It looks like a silver cylindrical object that has flames coming out the bottom and to the side of it. It definitely looks kind of pillish form. I'm not exactly. It's got a metallic sheen on it and everything, and it's really reflective.
Hey,
and
guys, if we're doing UFO videos, make sure we're stable, because this is ridiculous. Look at what you're filming. Don't just look at
remember,
it in the sky.
The zoom is definitely going to make it shakier. If he had a stand, it would have been better.
No, dude. You look, it's like this. You click on the thing.
Yeah,
and zoom
but
in.
Have you ever been like really zoomed in and then try to get a good picture of something?
No, because I don't ever zoom in on shit. If I have to zoom in,
no, there's
it's
a
not
really
a good
one. So you'll see right here where it kind of splits.
Yeah,
and it's like two different entities, but it's still connected in the middle.
Yeah, it almost looks like a J. Oh, like that's just the J-mobile. I fly
the Josh-mobile.
That's what I fly.
That's our cult. It looks like a person flying underneath the bottom with another top. Like, I'm not going to lie. Okay, so that
it
was the video.
It kind of reminds me. It looks like something I've seen out of Star Wars before, honestly, where it's – but it's sideways, not up and down like that. It's sideways, but it's like two little pods and then something connecting in the middle. That's straight out of Star Wars.
So, for me, although it really does resemble an aluminum balloon that you would get from the dollar store catching the reflection of the sun.
Yeah.
Like, it does have that vibe. So, it's like, that's kind of a hard pull for a UFO, especially considering the guy wouldn't stop moving for 10 seconds.
Yeah, definitely.
It's interesting looking, though. It's kind of cool.
No, 100%.
It looks like it might be an M. You know, for like somebody with an M name,
oh,
aluminum,
okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
And then it's
and
just
it connects
on the side.
It's just catching light from the sun on the side. It's a really interesting footage. I'm going to post it, of course, and then I'll probably post it on the page as well.
Yeah,
probably
check be a
good it out,
idea.
And it'll be really cool. Now, other than that, I'm not into the dating scene much, Josh.
We can say I am. Sure, I'm single.
You're not into the dating scene because you're in a.
I'm celibate and single, the two S's.
I wouldn't say celibate.
Well, celibate starts with a C, so.
Does celibate include masturbation?
No.
I'm pretty sure it does. I'm pretty sure it does.
Let's just say no.
I'm gonna go with no on that one there.
Are you trying to get me to expose that I masturbate on the podcast?
Josh, you don't have to expose nothing. We know that you masturbate.
Well,
not on the podcast, though.
What do you think I'm doing right now, Mike?
Is that what that's in your hand? It looks like a...
It's my phone, you fucking cock.
It looks like a baby's arm holding an apple.
Ew. Why did you do that? Okay, yes, I've heard of dating scenes. Okay,
like I said, not much a part of the dating scene.
I can't believe you just made me do that.
But let me run some of these scenarios by you.
Okay.
Of course, you've heard of catfishing.
Yes.
That is to lure someone into a relationship by means of a fictional online persona.
Yes, correct. Catfishing.
All right. Now, have you ever heard of paper clipping?
Yes, bringing Nazis into our country so they can work on our science.
That's Project Paperclip, pretty close, but not the same thing. Not the same thing.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% positive.
Okay, because I've heard some U.S. officials call it paper clipping before.
No.
No, I've never heard of
paper
clipping.
No, paper clipping is when you have a German scientist stand above you and then pee on your face.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. No. All right. So
I've also heard of that.
If you have ever checked your phone, this is paper clipping.
I've heard that as piercing. That was a bad accent, but
that
I
was
tried.
Bad. If you have ever checked your phone to see a random message from someone you've dated, who previously ghosted you, and then you have been paperclipped. So it's somebody who was in your life for a certain amount of time, and then they're like, they let cop pop up. You remember that little clippy guy from like old Microsoft Word? It's like, oh, hey, guy. Remember, I'm still fucking here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you know, they just pop up out of nowhere. Like, I haven't thought about you in a year. The fuck are you doing in my DMs?
Okay, so a lot of my exes. Yeah, a lot of my exes. Shout out to you guys. No disrespect. Just you guys do paperclip often. Sometimes I paperclip you guys just to see how you're doing. It's the circle of life.
All right. Now, this one is my personal favorite because anything that has to do with The Great Gatsby is reminiscent because Paul Rudd is one of my favorite actors and he was in the original movie.
What?
Yeah. Old ass movie. Check that shit out. So
I'll look it up later.
Have you ever heard of The Great Gatsby? Have you ever heard of How About Gatsbying in general as a term of verb? So
is it wanting a woman and never getting a woman?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Gatsbying is when someone uses a date solely to post a picture to social media to make someone else jealous. That is petty as fuck. That is so fucking sad.
I did that when I was a lot younger, like when I was like 15.
Oh, I'm not going to say I haven't done it, but I know it's sad.
I wouldn't do it now. I have class. Usually I don't even have like the girls I'm dating on my social medias because I don't even care enough. Or girls I'm interested in, usually I'll keep them as sick, strictly texting.
Yeah, of course.
Because I don't want them to be jealous of me. I want them to be a part of me.
Yeah, you want them to like, you know, come into you and then like become a part of what you're trying to create with your life.
No, I just want them to put on a strap on and yam me in the ass.
Get you right in the ass, huh? All right.
Okay, so no, I had never heard of that. I didn't know there was crazy, a term. I just heard of it as petty BS.
I feel like I'm really out of the loop, even though like
Teddy Pendergrass.
Like I've been in a relationship for a year and change.
Pendergrass.
But even then,
petty
I don't
wop.
See that. So
no, it's petty Tendergrass. There we go.
Well, in the endless cycle of hookups and heartbreaks, we now have individuals.
Can you stop with the noises? I'm gonna get
them out of there. Okay. Depraved enough to prey on people's love of dogs. People will post pictures of dogs that they do not own in their profile pics to garner attention from the opposite sex.
What?
And attempt to make them seem more likable.
No, like on purpose?
On purpose.
Like they are psychologically. No, Mike, what you are telling me right now, what you are telling me is that there are people who are like, hey, man, let me take a picture with your dog. to get a female's reaction of, oh, he's interested. Oh, he likes dogs.
He likes dogs. Oh, so, well, we're going to go a little bit into why they think that. It would definitely, you know, garner attention from.
Oh, no, it would.
It absolutely would.
It garners a lot more attention than doing a podcast does.
This is called dog fishing for anybody. So, of course, they're going to do that. I mean, catfishing is a whole nother league over dog fishing.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is really fucking sad. Erica Etten said that people are faking dog ownership because it suggests a person has nurturing qualities.
What?
She goes on to say, sometimes women subconsciously equate things like how a man treats his dog to how he would treat a partner.
Get the fuck over here.
And it's like,
stop humming that toy.
That's fucking sad, man. I mind you. I've
no, it makes sense. It makes sense. I think that's also why baby fathers usually have better success than baby mothers do.
No. I wasn't talking about garnering how much clout you'll get by having a dog. I'm talking about the fact that you would do something as, like, put a fake dog. Like,
No. I'm talking about the psychology of what that lady
was
saying.
It makes sense. Yeah,
like, it definitely makes sense. I think it's just crazy that guys.
It's kind of cruel.
Are doing that.
Well, like, what happens
when you're actually. I wouldn't say cruel.
What happens when you actually start bringing the girl home, you know, and then like all of a sudden she's like, you know what? Hey, where's your dog? Oh, he died. Like, what the fuck do you say?
So like what Dennis did in that in Always Sunny where he talked about his dog dying to get sympathy from a girl.
No shit. I haven't watched all of Sunny.
Really?
So
I wonder if that's where this came from. Is it, this should be called part of the Dennis method. I think this is the S. One of the S's.
Yeah, but I don't think this includes or the what is it, the implication.
No, that's a whole separate episode than the Dennis method.
Anyways, so Joshy, I want
you to tell me about this
toy story. All
right. We do have a toy story for you guys. So everyone knows what Toy Story is and, of course, how special of a place it has in all of our hearts. Well, with Halloween approaching fast and the newest movie coming out this past summer, we see an all-new fun amount of costumes coming out of Fashion Nova. And in their newest costume line, we are seeing reminiscent models dressing up as our favorite heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that took a lot.
No, it's all right.
That took a whole lot to get out because I was excited. I got really excited. So
they made costumes out of our beloved heroes as children.
So
can you go into these for me there?
I'm going to try to describe these as best as I can. We're going to also do something a little bit fun for the artwork, so make sure you check that out as well. So first we have a new sheriff in town, and it is a woman.
Definitely based off of Woody.
I can guess is being Sheriff Woody in a high-waisted bathing suit, panties,
bikini line,
bikini top with very high-waisted though, with what looks to be stocking holders. Yep, those are stockings. On the side, I assume to be kind of like the holsters.
It's actually kind of hot.
Shut up. And then it turns into a crop top going up just enough to where you can get to the cleavage, and a nice scarf and hat to top it off.
Well, speaking of Woody's.
Wait, hold up. I am kind of frustrated. Where the fuck's the badge? This is Sheriff Woody.
Yo, I think it's actually the belt buckle that signifies the badge.
Oh.
It's nice and gleaming, and it, you know, directs the eyes straight where you want them.
Yes. Michael, what were you saying about Woody?
There's something about a Woody somewhere there.
Okay, Michael.
So go ahead and tell me about this next one.
All right.
She's our Latin character. She is you can see those eyebrows drawn on there.
Oh, yeah. She's gorgeous, though. Still gorgeous. So next we have, the Claw.
The worst part is it's not even, ooh.
Yeah, it's ooh the Claw, but I have to do ah the Claw because I'm not giving
it
that.
Is it ah?
Yeah.
It is ah, right?
Yeah.
I figured. So
she is wearing a one-piece bodysuit, similarly cut to the other one, just without the crop top. It is a nice shade of blue with the Pizza Planet, a knockoff of the Pizza Planet logo on their chest, and some nice green gloves.
The arm coverage. They're the old-fashioned, like, ladies' gloves. Yeah. But without the fingers, of course.
Without the fingers, and, of course, topping it off with the little ears and antenna.
That is the only thing really, besides the Pizza Planet logo, that is the only thing signifying that it's the little green aliens.
No, I would have, this just looks like
you got
like
it, like, immediately?
Well, when I saw the head, if I take off the top, no, it just looked like a pizza girl from the future. I don't know.
I know. These costumes are really tasteful compared to some of the other ones on the website of Fashion Nova.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll have to look
it up. I had to do some research.
Oh, my God. And last but not least, we have Infinite and Beyond, modeled by a gorgeous plus-size model. She's absolutely lovely looking.
Oh, dude, she's killing it.
She's wearing the least amount of clothing with a bikini-styled top and bottom. Bottom, you know, also high-waisted.
Dude, high-waisted is so in right now.
Yeah.
It's like, and you know what the worst part is?
It's been in for a while.
I don't
while,
know why
Michael.
I find it so attractive. I don't.
Covers the belly.
Is that what it is?
I think it's part of the allure of it. Either it covers the belly or they have the front pooch. They have what's known as the pooch.
The pooch. Yeah.
It's the enlarged.
The lonja.
The is that what they call it?
Spanish speakers.
All right. So, and, you know, you just see a coloration of white, green, and purple mixed in on the bottom. Up top, you have a couple buttons.
She has the buttons.
On the titty. Yeah, it's better. They did better than they did on Sheriff Woody. On the brassiere part. And then you have a couple purple straps going up the side. Also a green strap covering the shoulder. And lastly, but not least, you have some
beautiful glasses.
Gloves. I don't think the glasses are a part of it.
They are.
The
whole
really?
Costume. The whole costume. They're awesome. Naked
heels?
Otherwise. I don't think the heels are included.
Okay. Well, fuck you then. and last but not least, they do have some nice gloves as well. Plain white with the green. So, of course, these items of clothing would cause great commotion anywhere. People are starting to make comments stating that these people should save it for strip clubs and that they might even be ruining people's childhoods dressing up this way. Michael, haven't sexy costumes always kind of been a thing? Like, we've seen sexy nurse. We've seen sexy teacher.
I've never not
I've seen
it.
I've seen sexy
seen
maid.
Sexy nuns, dude.
Sexy maids.
Nurses.
I already said nurses. Milk deliverers. I've seen that as well.
That's mostly for dudes, parties. Though, isn't
nope.
it?
I've seen a sexy milk woman.
Sexy cops. Like,
yeah. People, we've always sexualized things. This might be a little bit too far for me, I'll be honest.
Really? Oh, wow. I didn't think that.
Not for me. Like, if I saw a girl wearing this, I'd be like...
That's hot.
No.
No?
No.
If she pulled it off.
That's different. If she had some makeup going on, maybe, like, with it as well, especially for, like, the alien with the Buzz Lightyear, but no, I'm sorry.
Really?
I did not find any of these attractive. These look like... poorly made costumes.
Okay. You know what? We forgot to say that Woody had a hat on. Did we?
I said it.
You did?
Okay. All topped off with a hat, yeah. I'm sorry. It's just not my... It has nothing to do with my childhood. I give a fuck about my childhood was ruined when Santa Claus wasn't there. Oh, spoiler alert. So, no. I'm not offended. I'm not hurt. I could give a fuck. It's just... I wouldn't see that and be like, oh, that's fucking hot.
Maybe if you did a cosplay of it, would it be a little better? If they actually
I wouldn't
went all
have
out
found it hot.
A,
now, if,
no, no,
if
I'm not saying hot. If
this
they actually
wasn't
did it.
Like Woody and it was just a sexy cowgirl, yeah, probably find that hot. If this was sexy alien girl, probably find it hot to an
but
extent.
But the fact that they're biting off of Toy Story.
This is not hot to me. That's just like. That looks like a swim trunk to me.
It looks like bikini. That's exactly
yeah,
what
I was
it
like, that's
like.
A swim trunk.
It does
trunk.
Make sense. No, that makes a lot of
and
sense.
And I'm sorry, I don't usually find girls that attractive in bathing suits.
Really?
It's more just because, like, I'm not a horn dog.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, like, I try to, like, I casted that part out of my head.
Oh, so like, when you're at the beach, you're like, you know, I'm here
I'm not,
for the beach.
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
not listening there just gazing and gawking at women who are just trying to probably
I've
get a tan
I've never even
and
thought
shit.
About that aspect because I don't do that either. It's
yeah.
just not like
well,
a,
no, but see, you don't do it. Like,
it's because
I had
I'm
to,
at the beach.
But see, I'm a pervert, though, so I have to mentally block it out of my head.
Oh, okay,
like, most of the time, I don't even find costumes, like, sexy, quote-unquote, costumes attractive. Lingerie is a little bit different, but I've had a hard time, like, oh, yeah, that's real hot, like...
Like, I have to, like...
I might be a psychopath. I just like your skin,
there's
baby.
Also,
there
was recently
skin.
A story that I was reading. There was a woman who was arrested in Thailand Beach. She basically wore a string bikini. Not just a string. I'm talking about string, just like a strip on the nip, a strip on the other nip, and a strip across the vagina, and that was it. The rest of it was strings going the way around.
Oh.
And it's like, that's not a bikini, that's a string. And she got arrested for that shit. That's hilarious.
I'm sorry, yeah, you should
get
arrested.
You kind of deserve that. I mean,
unless it's like an
laws.
Adult beach.
Yeah.
If it's an adult beach, it's different. Laws
even
are
then
different.
For like a nude beach, that would be conservative.
Yeah. but I'm sorry. Ladies, okay. Actually, we might talk about that on... We might be changing the...
Conversations
part of the podcast. Yeah. But yeah, you ready for our next story, Michael?
I am. Unfortunately, this one is much more disturbing. It comes from the Daily Mail.
Oh, no. Is this the fucking Big Bird? Is Big Bird killing...
No, it's not Big Bird.
Okay, thank God. I got scared.
But this does include a 41-year-old man named Kulwinder Singh. Who pleaded not guilty in the NSW Supreme Court to murdering his 32-year-old wife, Parwinder Kaur, early December 2013 at their Rouse Hill home in Sydney, Australia. So, this case starts with Miss Kaur being spotted by her neighbors on fire, slowly walking down the driveway of her home with her husband, Mr. Singh, followed right behind her. Neighbors later quoted saying in evidence that he was saying, "I am a good man.
I'm a good man.
I'm a good man." Oh, no. The the prosecution alleged Singh poured petrol on his wife, ignited her, causing her death, and at the time he intended to kill or inflict grievous bodily harm, some of the implicating evidence being a phone call to 000, which I did not know was the Australian 911.
Yeah, I didn't either.
That's good to know. From Miss Cower that stated, "My husband nearly killed me moments before." Miss Cower sustained burns to her entire body, about 90% of it in the petrol field flame. The next day she died, of course.
Yeah.
Now, from what Singh said, she did this all by herself. This is the husband, of course, speaking to this. Of course, defending his court case. He was in their bedroom and he had not come outside until he heard the screaming of the poor girl. His lawyer weighed in, stating that this was just a tragic accident and was not even a suicide attempt, but a cry for attention, and she did not really, truly mean to harm herself. Where she goes on to say, this was a feeling of desperation. It wasn't a suicide. After a two-month trial before Justice Natalie Adams and 4 days of deliberation, the jury returned to on Friday to say they were unable to reach a unanimous decision.
What the fuck?
Then the judge discharged the jury. What's really worrisome about this whole scenario is the fact that things were really inconclusive.
Yeah.
And the quotes from the judge right after the hearing were kind of haunting. So we still have this person who may or may not have murdered his wife. There's some other implications, including the fact that he used to shame his girlfriend for not being able to have a baby and such like that. But it's not really pertaining to the case. Of course, it's just for swaying the jury.
Just some side notes there.
Now, hey, just for fun fact, the prosecution is actually called the Crown because they're being persecuted by the Crown.
Okay.
But the quotes go, "I thank you for your service here for the last 8 weeks or so. Sometime next year, a different jury is going to perhaps come along and have to consider this again, or maybe not. I don't know. At the moment, there's no verdict, so the matter is unresolved. This case will return to court on November 1st, 2019.
Oh,
so he might not even get really tried again for this. That's basically what she said, and it's really scary.
Yeah.
Just to have this man.
Are things really that bad in Australia?
I don't know, in all honesty. I've never really paid attention too much. I can't wait. We have two Australian stories. Dope.
This one's not from Australia.
Sydney, Australia?
This next one?
No, the one we just talked about.
Yeah, where's the other one from Australia, you fucking douchebag?
The Big Bird.
That's not from Australia. It's from Massachusetts.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Yeah.
You're right. Hey.
Bitch.
Way to pay attention. Hey, but there's a reason why I talked about it.
I know. It will be. Is that all?
Speaking of Australia, Josh, can you tell me about a Big Bird from Australia?
All right, so we're going to lighten the mood.
No, Josh, actually, what's your opinion on this? What do you feel like? It sounds really...
I don't know how they can... I'm sorry, that just sounds crazy. Okay, first of all, do you know how hard it is to light yourself on fire?
Well, I mean, I don't think it would be that hard, in all honesty, considering that you dosed yourself in, petrol, which is
a weird name
for fuel and gas. But, of course, we're not Australian. Maybe it was a cry for help and, you know, she accidentally got caught on fire, which is very unfortunate for her. And maybe he's really, truly an innocent man. That's why, of course, he's put in a jury of his peers.
Right, right.
But then again, why the fuck would you?
Especially with there's previous stuff. I'm sorry. This sounds like a classic O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Murders his.
Very beautiful couple, in all
very,
honesty.
Very
they're,
beautiful
they're,
wife and gets away with it.
It's. Crazy to think about. I would really like to learn about the Australian judicial system. It might be enlightening.
Yeah. That's crazy, though.
It's just wild.
I don't know. It's sad.
What can you do?
You know, because even if that is her cry for attention or cry for help, that's a fucking serious one.
And not only that, but, like, what were you doing upstairs while she was like fucking pouring petrol on herself? I feel like that's a major neglectful on his part. But, Josh, go ahead and tell me about this Massachusetts story.
You've heard of Big Bird.
I have heard of Big Bird.
Well, in Massachusetts, a community. All right, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to get through this. A community has been terrorized by an emu in the city of Franklin. The police spotted an emu and didn't know what to do, blaming deficient police academy training on the crucial subject that left them with little to no training in corralling large birds.
Now, Josh, we are always talking about the lack of training of police officers.
And it's true.
When
and
it comes
what?
To, you know, just taking
Anything.
Care of situations in specifically Arizona and in Mesa specifically where they, you know, just decided to kill people. Texas was the most recent one. TFTK, Thoughts from the Kid podcast, has great exposés on this subject, and we cover it very heavily.
Definitely. Thank you.
Especially the, you know, the lack of training that police have. And you know what? Why don't they get trained for big birds?
Yeah, I mean, corralling big birds is a huge fucking deal, especially when the owner, Kathy Gatchell, told WFXT she isn't sure how the emu got out of its pen, but the jailbird skills and disposition made it a high-risk escapee, with Gatchell describing emus as very difficult to catch and not very friendly. Those working to find the emu spent nearly an hour searching for it through the woods. Gatchell said the bird didn't let them get too close to it, and as soon as we got close, it would run. Eventually, someone had the idea to play emu noises from their phone and try to attract the bird. Sergeant Jason Riley, one of the officers on the mission, said that why'd you put mission? said that when the bird got close, one officer took off his sock and put it over the emu's head, which is apparently a way to calm it down. And then the cops led the bird home back to its pen.
And that's a very nice story. I love that story, dude. It's just like, how many people in Massachusetts have an emu?
Apparently one.
Apparently one.
Ms. Gatchell. Ms. Gatchell. Thank you for that, Ms. Gatchell. Dude, just imagine like going outside, you just see this big dumb fucking bird just.
It's not, dude, it's basically remnants of a fucking dinosaur. It's a velociraptor evolution down.
Evolved.
But Josh, dude, so that shit is we had a hilarious conversation, and I wanted to tell you about this. This isn't the first instinct
proof.
Of human versus bird war, all right? And I want to let you know that since we talked about Australia earlier, there was the Emu War, the Great Emu War, some would say, in Australia in 1932. All right. So this information comes from Wikipedia, just so everybody knows. So in about 1932, he's looking it up right now. I have it right here. We had a bunch of farmers during the Great Depression in 1929. These farmers are encouraged to increase their wheat crops, and they're giving government subsidies and growing a lot of crops. It started in 1929, and in October 1922, things became intense when preparing for the harvest. one of the difficulties facing farmers was the arrival of 20,000 emus. Emus regularly migrate after their breeding season, heading to the coast of the inland regions, with the cleared land and additional water supplies being made available for livestock by Australian farmers. They found that the farmed lands were really good habitat, and they could foray into the farm territory, and they would eat a lot of the crops, as well as leaving large gaps in the fence so other animals could get in and steal the crops, of course. Farmers relayed their concerns of the birds ravaging the crops, and a deputation of ex-soldiers were sent to meet with the Minister of Defense, where they requested military aid. Now, the war took part during several different times, and their goal was to basically kill 1,000 emus and make sure that they actually culled the birds into a manageable number. So they took a lot of ammo around. First, by 8 November, 6 days after the first engagement, 2,500 rounds had been fired. The number of birds killed is uncertain. One account estimates that it was 50 birds. 2,500 rounds to kill 50 fucking birds. Counts range from 200 to 500, the latter figure providing by the settlers Meredith. The machinist gunner's dream was point blank into serried masses of emus were soon dissipated. The emu command had evidently ordered guerrilla tactics, and its unwily army soon split up into innumerable small units. So they attacked these emus to cull their numbers and make sure that their crops were going to be able to survive this year, and that they were going to be able to earn money. And believe it or not, they fucking lost. The military lost to a fucking group of birds. I'm telling you, this goes on from 1934
to 1938. The turkeys of Australia won.
The big-ass turkeys of Australia won. They're fucking mean-ass birds, though. They're just a miniature version of an ostrich with a mean-ass kick. You definitely got to check it out.
I kept it.
Josh just keep pulling up a picture of an emu in general uniform.
General Emu McCard of the Great Emu War.
So anybody who's really...
Wait, hold up. I did not believe him when he told me about this. He told me about this in the car, and I was like, that's not fucking real. So that's why I waited till we got here. I looked it up on my Googles, and sure as fucking shit, the Great Emu War was on Google first thing right away, right there on open up the Wikipedia
Great
so
Australian
I can read.
Emu War.
And I can't believe it. Good job, Mike.
Dude, hey, it's one of those weird things that you just pick up. Reddit is a hell of a source of information. But that is our stories for the day. We hope you enjoyed
it. Awesome.
Had a really good time. Josh, can you go ahead and please plug your shit?
All right, everybody. Make sure you check us out at Thoughts from the Kid podcast on... you can check us out on Anchor, and you can find the links there for all of our amazing podcasts. You can also check us out by looking up Thoughts from the Kid podcast on... What was it, Facebook? Yeah, Facebook and YouTube. On YouTube, we did just start a new segment where you can hear us talk about just different things. It's a little bit shorter than our normal podcast and a little bit separate where our normal podcast is a little bit news-related. I don't know why I'm taking too long to do this. You can also check me out at TFTK Podcast on Instagram and... fucking Twitter. Jesus Christ.
Dude,
where'd it happen?
I don't know.
Both those just by searching at TFTK Podcast. Michael, what's up with you? What's going on over
All
there?
All right, everybody. Please go on to our Facebook page and start following if you enjoy our shows. And then also follow me on Mike RMZ on Facebook. And then follow me, Galaxy Podding, on Twitter. And then follow me on Twitter at Mickey Ramirez 92. This has been Our New Normal. Thank you for joining us.